Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This podcast is brought to you by
Hey guys, welcome to TechPoint Africa podcast. My name is Titi Lola.
And my name is Adewale. So Titi, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm okay. How are you too?
I'm very good. Anything interesting?
Yes, I attended the Lagos Comic Con. Was quite interesting. I had a lot of fun. Some fun.
Someday I would try and attend too.
Oh yeah, you should.
So, to this topic of today, GIGM is expanding its tech-enabled intercity transportation service to Ghana.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. So the other interesting thing about it is they are not just going the way other buses are going. So they are going to be doing intercity in Ghana as well, which means they are not just going to do from Lagos to Ghana, but they are doing from Kumasi to Accra, from Accra to Kumasi.
Oh, okay.
They will be the first mobility mobility transportation company in Lagos or Nigeria that will be doing that outside in Ghana or any other region, which is actually interesting. Yeah. And I think they have the technology enabled. Yeah. They have all the technology. I think we've covered their technology platform. So, yeah, I think they look like a very strong... They have a strong chest.
So, another thing is the M in their name. So, GIGM, which is supposed to be GIGM.
So, they're now mobility.
Yeah, so it's no longer motors. It's now mobility.
Yes. So, that's interesting. So, it's actually a good branding as well.
Yeah.
So,
still on mobility. Yes. Crowdivest Holdings, which is the parent company for Farm Crowd, which we all know,
is launching
a bus hailing service.
Ah,
Plenty
that's
Waka
interesting.
In Lagos, yes.
Plenty Waka.
Okay. Yes.
So what does Waka even mean?
Oh, yes, there's Plenty Waka in Lagos. That Lagos is
so,
Lagos.
But Waka means walk. Yes, plenty, yes. Anywhere you want to go.
But right now, they are starting with 25 buses.
Oh, that's
and
interesting.
And they are moving from Aja to CMS, to Aja.
Oh,
so another interesting thing is they are powering this service with the help of their Crowdivest, which is their investment platform.
Mm. So is the model going to look exactly like Farm Crowding model?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they promise 22% return on investment for their investors.
Mm, that's promising as well.
I think it is too. Okay. So they are joining the likes of Obus and Shotland.
Okay.
And the other people that say they want to come into Lagos, Swivo and Uber.
I actually heard that there's actually a rumor somewhere as well. There's a rumor somewhere as well that one of the local giant as well that actually have a space that they currently run in the city. They are trying to play in that space too. So, this year is a year of mobility.
I agree.
So, it's actually interesting.
The more the merrier, Wally.
Yes.
The more the merrier.
Yes.
So,
what's going on? I've been hearing a lot of things about CBN. What's going on?
What's going on with CBN? Well, CBN says that it wants to start charging people.
Yes, another charges.
Account holders of over 500,000 naira. They'll be charging them 3% for cash withdrawals.
Okay.
And 5% for deposits.
I think 3% for deposits, 5% for withdrawals.
Oh, yes.
So which state are they trying to do?
Oh, they are doing for 6 states in, I guess, Lagos. Definitely Lagos, Ogun.
Okay.
Abia State.
So why are they choosing these states?
Well,
I know there are different states.
Let me mention the states first.
Okay.
So Lagos, Ogun, Kano, Anambra, Abia, and River State, and then the FCT.
Okay.
So now to your question.
Why are they choosing these states?
Yeah, so it looks like these states, they seem to be very advanced when it comes to embracing like technology or financial services.
Okay.
They're also top of their geopolitical zones in terms of industrial and commercial relevance. So, which actually makes sense. This is Lagos. Lagos is Lagos, right? And then there's the other states I mentioned. So, Ogun, Anambra, Abia, and stuff.
But don't you think they are stressing the consumer, I mean their customer, the bank's customer, because there are different charges already.
There are a whole lot
maintenance
of charges
actually. And stuff.
Every charge that you can imagine. So yeah, okay. Then there have been very interesting jokes online with people saying that if they have 500,000 naira, they would rather go and deposit 499,000.
Are you serious?
So that they don't have to pay the charges.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's interesting. So yeah. I wish them all the best. So and
it'll be interesting because they've been doing this cashless policy thing in quotes since 2012.
Okay.
Yeah, so they are trying to implement these things and they're starting with this 60.
And
so,
they believe this will promote it?
I don't know if it's going to work or not. Or if they're going to implement it, they say from September 18th. So it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out.
Okay. Okay. So the story that's been shaking everywhere, all our little ecosystem, is the Andela story, which I call the blood on the streets.
Okay, blood on the streets.
So Andela sacked 400 developers, junior developers.
420. Yeah, 420
junior developers.
Yes.
Oh my God, I didn't remember the 20. So 420 junior developers from Nigeria, Kenya,
and
Uganda.
So 250 in Nigeria and Uganda and 117
you
in Kenya.
You see the way my tone is even very, my voice is actually so chill on this because I don't know. I mean, it's been a lot of stress this week. But I was in a meeting with the founder and CEO, co-founder and CEO yesterday, Jeremy.
Yeah.
And you discover that sometimes they are trying to do what is best for the company as well. But it's actually interesting. There was a story when I read Victor's story yesterday and he interviewed some of the developers. Some of them actually left school. They dropped out of school to join the program.
Yeah, remember that guy's story. Yeah, he dropped out of school and to join the program. And devastating for him, I'm sure.
Yes, it is. It's exciting to see the ecosystem and a lot of people trying to support, trying to hire most of these developers. I believe they will find a place.
So what's something that is interesting for me is this is an ecosystem that is people are still willing to hire developers and pay them 20k. So do you think they'll be able to afford these Andela developers, even if they are junior developers?
I think the recruiter and the employer and Andela will have to meet themselves in the middle. They had to compromise. Both have to compromise. These guys are good. They've gone through some trainings and there's still going to be resources for them. But you can't just pay them anything.
Yeah, I guess. And so, it's not all gloomy, right? A lot of foreign companies also are willing to like hire these guys.
Exactly. There's one funny stuff by Victor Sabonta on Twitter that he's saying Canada is looking at them.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
A
lot of these people. So it's I guess it's better days ahead for them.
Yeah.
So now that Andela has sacked 420 developers and they want to hire like 700
senior developers.
Where are they
going
to get them from, Wally?
So I mean, Muiwa spent like like 2 days.
Okay.
And he was busy just trying to look at where they've gotten their senior developers from in the past.
Okay.
And you will see, according to his report, you see that most of the developers, they got like 27% from Nigeria.
Okay.
They are senior developer. They have 27% in Nigeria.
Yeah.
They have followed by Egypt, followed by Kenya and Ghana. And Ghana, there's no operation in Ghana.
That's interesting.
Yes, there's a rumor in the air or the little bird. How do they say?
A little birdie told
us. A little birdie told us.
Okay.
It told us that Ghana might be their next office.
Yeah, that makes sense because they've gotten like 17.3% of their senior developers from Ghana already, and they've not officially launched.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So, when you now look at Muiwa's data, when we look at where they hired from, Ventures Garden Group, which is VGG, they got like 9 developers from them.
Oh, it's poaching season, baby.
Yes. So, and from InterSwitch, they got like 8, followed by Optel in Ghana. This is actually funny, but they got 7 from one company in Ghana.
Definitely poaching season.
Definitely. And there's Team Up there, there's Waka now, there's Safaricom in
there's
Kenya,
Jumia as well.
Yes, there's Jumia.
Mess?
So, yes. So this is actually a time, like there was a funny tweet yesterday, I think it was even in Muiwa's article, which said, everybody hide your developers. And the guy was actually sending a love letter to all the senior developers.
Says, I love you. Please don't go anywhere.
I love you. So I think they will be busy trying to get more senior developers. Because to be honest, when you looked at their business model, it's like no brainer. Like they have to get senior developers because the people they are serving, they need more good ends. They need more ends. And I know they are not NGO. So to be honest, they are not NGO according to what they said. And so I just think it's just a business play for them. We wish the developers all the best.
Yeah, we do.
And we wish Andela all the best as well. And we believe it's going to be... there are a lot of tweets everywhere that they release a lot of developers in the ecosystem.
Yeah.
And because a lot of people have been busy, maybe TechPoint will actually hire one or two. Right? I can't say, but actually, I think it's going to be somehow. Let's give it a space and see what comes out of it.
Yes. So if you have any comments about any of this gist that we've given you
if
today...
If you have comments...
Yes, and questions or whatever... Just tweet at us, # TechPoint Africa Podcast.
So TechPoint Africa Podcast, just tweet at us, we'll reply. And
now to the question of the day, drum roll please. Okay.
I don't know how to do drum though.
The question of the day is, what was the first office we featured on our TechPoint Office Store series?
Oh, yes. Nice. And
hints, you can find it on the TechPoint Africa platform. So go to our website.
You'll find it there. Yeah. And they have to tweet at us, right?
Yes.
With the # and you copy the link to the article and actually send it to us. So we have to shout out to Imam.
Kolapo Imam. Yeah, shout out to Kolapo.
So far, the previous edition.
He got the answer right. Yes.
Leading, so he has more of the point, yes. The highest point currently.
Yeah, he does.
So I think one day we'll give the gift,
yes.
I believe.
Shout out to you, Kolapo. Keep answering. One day you're going to get something from us.
So we are actually getting gathering the point. Soon. Yeah, so very soon you will get the TechPoint Africa Podcast gift.
Again, if you want to, you should find out more about the stories that we've talked about today on TechPoint.Africa. And also, you can find our podcasts on podcast.techpoint.africa. And you can find us on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Teacher, SoundCloud, and everywhere you get your podcasts. Yes.
So, till we come your way next time, my name still remains Adewale.
And my name is Titilola.
Peace.
Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by TechPoint Africa.